I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of Outdoor News, sponsored by Fleet Farm, serving the outdoors since 1955.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources wants to remind state hunters to test their white-tailed deer venison for chronic wasting disease before eating it. I'll share some ways you can do that when we return, but first...
'Tis the season for Toyland at Fleet Farm. The elves are stocking shelves with the hottest toys like Barbie, Lego, Hot Wheels, and more at unbeatable deals. Find a lower toy price and we'll beat it by 5%. Doors open at 7 a.m. Saturday, October 14th. Plus, the first 125 customers get a free toy tractor. Get unbeatable deals on the toys you want before they're gone. Fleet Farm, the store with everything you need for a very Merry Christmas. See store for details.
Welcome back. State and federal health agencies unanimously recommend against eating meat from deer that has tested positive for chronic wasting disease. Infected deer can often look completely healthy, so the Wisconsin Department of Health Services encourages testing for CWD regardless of the physical condition of the harvested deer, especially in areas where the disease is prevalent. To date, there have been no reported cases of CWD infection in people. The DNR offers four options for hunters to test their deer for CWD. There are self-service kiosks open 24/7. The kiosk contains supplies for hunters to drop off their deer's head for testing. Option 2, meat processors and other businesses can collect the deer head for sampling later, or they can remove the lymph nodes for later testing. There are also at-home lymph node testing kits available, or make an appointment to get testing done with local DNR staff. For more details, go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search chronic wasting testing.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of Outdoor News.
Read more at OutdoorNews.com.